Hi friends, this is a bonus session of the Writing Breakthrough Seminar. And I want to give you some practical tips on writing a book, and then some practical tips on how to get readers in ethical, non-spammy ways. Here are a few tips on writing a book. Number one, when you start writing your book, begin with the easiest chapters, meaning those that are easiest for you to write. You do not have to start a book in chronological order according to the table of contents that you've created. And the reason for this is because if you begin with the difficult chapters or the semi-difficult chapters, there's a very good chance you're going to lose momentum and quit writing. So if chapter 7 or chapter 10 is the easiest chapter to write, or maybe the introduction, begin writing those easiest chapters first. This builds momentum, it gives you a sense of accomplishment that's based in reality, and it motivates you to continue. Lots of writers get stuck because they start out chronologically, and they may not even be able to write an introduction in the beginning. But they could write chapter 4 quite easily because they know what they want to say, they have an articulation for it, and so my advice is write chapter 4 then, if that's the easiest chapter, and begin with the easiest, moving on to the hardest. That will build momentum and motivate you to continue. Another tip I want to give you is this. If you're having trouble either beginning your book or continuing your book, in other words, you're having trouble getting started or you've quit and you can't get motivated to continue, this is a trick that's very little known today. However, it's been done historically, and that is have a friend or a family member interview you about the book. Yes, you haven't written the book yet, but have them interview you on what that book is going to be about and record it, and then pay someone to transcribe it. Now, to go into a little bit more detail, the best way to do this is you develop a list of questions that you would like to answer about your book. For example, who's the key audience? Why are you writing this book? What are five main points you want to make in the book? Why does this book need to be written? What's the message that burns in your heart? And you create a list of questions. You then hand that list to your friend or your family member. And if you can meet them in person, you get a digital recorder out and you record it. If you can't meet them in person, you use a tool that will record the phone conversation. And there are such tools out there. Free conference calling is one of them. And you have them interview you and you answer the questions. And then you go on to a website like Fiverr.com or Upwork.com and you pay someone to transcribe it for you. And transcriptions these days through those websites are very inexpensive. If your entire audio is 60 minutes, for example, that may cost you $30 to get transcribed. Now, with that transcription, you have the skeleton of your book. You've got something on paper that you can shape, edit, and enhance. So that's another tip I would give to authors. Now, let's talk about the Holy Grail here, and that is, how do you actually get people interested in the book enough to get a copy of it? Well, let me tell you what you do not want to do. And I would strongly advise never, ever do this. And the best way I can describe it to you is never write a blogger or an author that you do not know, telling them about your book, offering to give them a copy, and asking them to promote it. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. I just got this email a few days ago. It's by a man named Jason. I will not mention his last name. Never heard of him, don't know him. Hi, I really appreciate your blog. I've been following for quite some time now, and I figured I have something that you would really enjoy reading. Check it out if you like. And then he gives me the link to the book. I'd love to send you a copy and maybe you can mention it to your readers. Okay, now, I don't know this person from Adam or Eve. I highly doubt that they read my blog. There's nothing specific here. No blog posts mentioned. Every time we've done this, we've looked these people up by their email address. They're not subscribers. This is a boilerplate email that this man has sent to numerous bloggers. And it's legally spam, because this is unsolicited. myself or my team has never asked him for a copy of his book. We never joined a waiting list. We never joined a mailing list. Frankly, it's unethical. But more than all that, it's ineffective. Let's say that he has sent this to 50 bloggers. I have money hidden in my shoes that says not one of them has taken him up on the offer. So what he has done, he has dented his reputation. He is now known as a spammer. He's probably had some bloggers hit the spam button, which hurts his email open rate. And my team usually responds to people like this and lets them know what he's doing and then tells him that it would be very wise for him to invest in learning how to get his book out in ethical, non-spammy, and effective ways. And of course, we do that in the Buzz Seminar Masterclass. The sad thing is that these people most often refuse to spend any money or time or investment in learning how to get their book out, and they continue to spam people. And it's ineffective. So do not do this. For your own sake and for the sake of your book's reputation, never do this. Now, if you have a relationship with a blogger, then the way you want to go about it is you offer them something. You be generous up front. Offer to maybe promote one of their posts or one of their books. And now you're trying to build a relationship with them based on generosity. And once you have a relationship with someone and you've benefited them, only then would it be appropriate to ask them for something. Which wouldn't be asking them for a promotion, but there's no problem in telling them you want them to read your book. Now, that's what not to do. Let me tell you what you really need to do in order for a book to succeed. You need to learn how to build an email list of people who have given you permission to speak into their life, of people who have given you permission to tell them about your book. Now, how do you do that? You do it by writing content that's free. Not only content that's free, but content that is powerful and life-changing. It could be a free PDF document. It could be a free audio that's short, such as this particular session you're listening to right now. It could be a free blog, but a blog that's remarkable. It's so good that people want to remark about it. And there's no problem promoting these free things on your own Facebook wall because you have Facebook friends that have voluntarily friended you. They have, in effect, given you permission to update them via your wall on what you're involved in, what you're doing, and anything that you have that would benefit them. So permission is huge, and giving away free content that's valuable is huge. For myself, I have to date written over 900 blog posts, all free. I have produced 125 podcast episodes, all free, to my readership. I also have a monthly update. It's called an unfiltered update that goes out every month. And my readers share them freely because they find them to be valuable. And when something is valuable to an individual or it's remarkable, they talk about it, they pass it on, they share it. And that in turn causes more people to get on an email list. And you keep giving them valuable content. And then when you do have a resource like a book or a course, you let them know about it because they've already given you permission to speak into their life, to let them know what you're doing and what's available and what could benefit them. And the final thing is, keep the focus on the reader. Keep the focus on the individual. Whenever you write something, whether it's free or whether it's a book you have written that costs money to purchase, make sure that in the beginning, the middle, and the end, there's something in it for the reader. How is the reader going to benefit by reading this blog post, this article, this book? What problem is it going to solve in their life? And that is key to writing something that is going to be valuable in the life of another individual. And that's how books end up succeeding. Well, there's a whole lot more to it. These are just a few tips, but we go into great, great detail and give you more than you probably thought existed in the Buzz Seminar Masterclass. Nevertheless, these are some tips that you can take and implement into your own life. And now we go to the third and final session that I did with Mike.